They are different, and they're very similar to the Baltimore Ravens and the Texans, like we saw last week. A lot of 3-4 stuff that they run now. So it's new for them. That's new for us because we're used to seeing the Tampa 2 shell since I've been here and many seasons before that. So we definitely have to stay on top of our preparation and really study their film.
Does it help you having played against a 3-4 team last week and having seen
The more reps you get against a 3-4 team, the more comfortable you feel with it. And it's all just about making the spacing familiar with guys and knowing who they have to block on certain schemes. But the more you rep against it in practice, the more you see it in games, the more comfortable you're going to feel and the better you'll execute against it.
Does it affect your checkoffs?
No. Everything's the same. It's just people are in different spots.
They do a lot more of that mixing around before the snap in Houston. It looks like Baltimore in that respect.
That's the common kind of theme going throughout the league right now. The amoeba defense is with a lot of guys standing up, walking around, and it's all just to distort our look. Disguise looks from me so we can't make calls, but at the end of the day, we just got to call a backer and go play football. If they're walking around, we can catch them off guard and crease some lanes in there.
Obviously, this is an important game. How do you make sure the guys aren't pressing too much to get that first
down? Like Coach Malarkey said, we just got to go about our business. And if we prepare the right way, day in and day out, have great practices, work as hard as we possibly can, things are going to turn around and start going our way.
When you have a game like Sunday, do you look at it as a teaching tool or do you just want to forget about it?
You have to look at it. It's a learning experience, and you want to try and minimize those days. We were talking about that early on. You don't want to have many bad days like that. So you have to learn from it, see kind of what happened, diagnose all the problems, see where the errors were made, and move on and get better. And a lot of our errors were mental mistakes pre-snap, and we'll correct those this week in practice and move on.